This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with a visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Achha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Showering of flower petals were carried out by Mi-17 four helicopters from 129 helicopter unit in the Dhwaj formation. Tank T-90 Bhishma and Nag missile system, along with BMP-2 Sarat Brahmos, Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agniban multi-barrel rocket launcher, Akash weapons system, integrated battlefield surveillance system, all-terrain vehicle Chetak and light specialist vehicle Bajrang were on display at the Kartavya Path. More from our correspondent.
A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. 31 tabloos from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments participated, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. For the first time, a tri-service tableau participated on displaying the spirit of jointness and integration. Haryana's tableau showcased the Bhagavad Gita and the tableau of Uttar Pradesh depicted the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircrafts. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar C-130, Dornier 228, and AN-32 aircraft, and Apache and Mi-7 helicopters. With Suparna Saikia, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today interacted with the special guests for the 76th Republic Day Parade at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. He said all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the Prime Minister had spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
इस मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक दुनिया भर में उस काम को पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी एक संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं.
प्रसार भारती चेयरमैन नवनीत सहगल, डायरेक्टर जनरल ऑफ आकाशवाणी डॉ प्रज्ञा पालीवाल गौड़ एंड दूरदर्शन डायरेक्टर जनरल कंचन प्रसाद वर ऑल्सो प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन. The centre has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The government had introduced Unified Pension Scheme in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for central government employees. The scheme will come into effect from 1st of April this year. The notification issued yesterday stated that the UPS shall be applicable to central government employees who are covered under the National Pension System and who choose this option under NPS. In athletics, India's Jyoti Yarajiv broke her own national record and won the gold medal in the women's 60-meter indoor hurdles at the meeting the Nantes Metropole 2025 in France yesterday. Jyoti Yarajiv, who already holds the national record in women's 100-meter hurdles, clogged 8.04 seconds to win the final A at Pierre Quignon Metropolitan Stadium. In the heats, the 25-year-old improved her previous record of 8.12 seconds set at Asian Indoor Championships in 2024. In the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India will face Bangladesh in their Super 6 Group 1 fixture at Bayumas Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. The match is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.